Vashem Yisborach Nosan Koyach bePinchas. However, Hashem gave strength to Pinchas, Sheyovoi VeYitoy LeSheloi, that he should come forth and take what was rightfully his, take his position among the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, V'ro'o Maisa V'nizkar Halacha. Zimri saw, and he immediately remembered what the halacha is, that the Gemara says, Kanoim haboyel aramis, kanoim poigimboy, that if a Jew has relations with a non-Jewish woman, Bezdin cannot technically put him to death, but kanoim, a Jew who has a rage inside of him for Hashem's honor, is allowed to jump on the guy and kill him. Vayikach roimach biyodoy, Pinchas grabbed a spear, v'chulu, etc., etc. 1 second, why is he grabbing a spear? Is this the Jewish way? Knives, pull a gun? Ki ro'o shenefilas ha'halocha atzuma mo'id. Pinchas realized and saw that the halocha, the Torah Shebal Peh, had fallen in such a major way. Ve'i'efsher l'sakein b'shlemus miyad, and it's impossible to repair it totally, immediately, by the tzaddik, by Moshe Rabbeinu turning the words into halachas and everything, by the process that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likutei Moran. Al kein, therefore, lokach klei zayin gashmi im biyodoi, Pinchas took a physical weapon into his hands, dahainu roimach, this spear, shehu b'chinas cherevanal, which is like a sword that we spoke about earlier, v'nokamboy, and he avenged Hashem's honor in Zimri. B'chinas cherev noikemes nekambris, as the Pasuk says, there's a sword that avenges those people who chas v'shalom desecrate the bris. Look how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this again for us to know exactly what the Torah's position is on the issue of fighting, fighting with weapons versus fighting with tefillah. Ki Yisrael yesh lehem shnei hakoychos hanal, because the Jewish people possess both powers. Bifrat oz, especially at that time, shehoya koychos shel Moshe godol moed. What are the both powers? The power of Torah and Tefillah, that's one power. And the other power is the power of the sword. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very great. It's just that for a short moment, for a second over there, Moshe Rabbeinu experienced a weakness, a terrible weakness. Alkein nokamboy baroimach. That's why Pinchas knew that for that second, this moment, the Torah and Tefillah aren't going to be enough to do it. I need a spear. I need to kill him physically. Bechinas cheravanal v'kanal. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, listen to this now. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Roima mois keil bigroinam, the Jewish people praise Hashem with their throats. That's Tefillah. V'cherev pifiois biyodom. And we have a double-edged sword in our hands, lasois nekoma bagoyim, to take revenge against our enemies. She Yisroel yesh lehem shnei akoyches v'ganal, meaning that the Jewish people have both powers. V'zehu, and that's why the pasuk continues over there, lasois bohem mishpot kosuv, to implement against our enemies the written judgment, Mishpat Kosuv. Look, Rav Nosson Zal says, Mishpat Kosuv Daiko. Look what the Pasuk says. Look what gives us the power to overcome our enemies. It's the Mishpat Kosuv. It's the written word, the Torah. Bechinas Hilchois U'Mishpatei HaTorah. Levarer HaHalochois V'Mishpat V'Lasois Bem Koroi. To be able to purify and fix up the Halochois and the judgment and set it straight, correct it. When the halachas fall, when the Torah Shebal Peh takes a fall, when we're able to fix it up and correct it, that's one of the ways that we bring about the downfall of our enemies. K'moisha osa Pinchas b'Zimri, as we see Pinchas did when it came to Zimri. What did Pinchas do? He did both things. Shehispalel Hashem Yisborach. First, Pinchas davened to Hashem. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 106, Vayamoit Pinchas Vayipalel. Pinchas stood up and was screaming to Hashem. Vayipalel. Also, Plile Mim Koine, the Gemara says. He went through a whole negotiation with Hashem. And then, Vayikach Roimach Beyodoi Varogam. He took a spear and killed them. Alkane, and therefore, so this shows that he employed both powers. Again, we said when Moshiach comes, the power of Torah and Tefillah will be so perfected that you won't need the sword at all. But whenever the power of Torah and Tefillah is not at perfection, then you need the Torah and Tefillah and the sword. Alkane, hiftichoy Hashem Yisborach miyad. This is why Hashem promised Pinchas immediately, Hineni noisein loy es brisi shalom, that I will reward Pinchas with my covenant of peace. Rav Nosson says, look at this, bris shalom daika. This wasn't a problem of shalom. Why is Hashem giving him shalom? This wasn't an issue of shalom bias. So why is Hashem blessing him with shalom? Rav Nosson says, yes, shalom. Hepech hamachloikis shenimshach al yidei hamisnagdim. Because that was the root of the problem. How did Zimri get to where he got to? He got to where he got to through machlokes against the tzaddik. By being a misnaged, because the whole root of this problem is those people who are learning Torah shaloi lishma, with pigama bris and everything, and then the Torah that they learn becomes a filthy mouth to speak against the true tzaddik. That's what caused this whole event with Zimri. Alkein hu roi lebirchas shalom. This is why Pinchas, who overcame this, he deserves this blessing of shalom. Shezeo bechinas hakohuna shenasoloi. That's the priesthood, the kohuna that Hashem gave to him. Shehu bechinas yemin kanal. We said Kohen is on the right side. Kohen is the opposite of the left side. Ki zocho lahagbia hakoil. Because Pinchas was zoiche to lift up everything, to elevate everything, and plug it into the right side. Al yedei sheboar shebi'er ra kozem Yisrael, by wiping out this terrible evil from the Jewish people. Shehu Zimri, which was Zimri, she'oso ma'aser ra u'meguna kozeh, who committed such an evil, disgusting act like this. And then he wanted to prove using the Torah to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheze gorua min hakoil. That's worse than anything. When a person rebels against the tzaddik, he erases any chance, any hope of him being able to have any kind of salvation. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that when it came to the Egel HaZohav, the golden calf, why in the world did Aaron HaKohen submit? Why did Aaron HaKohen participate? Why did he give in? This is Aaron HaKohen. The Zohar HaKadosh, one of the reasons the Zohar HaKadosh gives is because he saw that they murdered Chur, that they were so on fire, these Rishon, that they went ahead and killed Moshe Rabbeinu's nephew. And Aaron HaKohen knew that if he opposes them now, most likely they'll kill him also. So what? Die al Kiddush Hashem, what could be better? The Zohar HaKadosh says he knew that if they kill him, it's all over, it's lights out. Hashem erases the Jewish people totally, permanently. That's it. Start over from, and because as long as they're not poigim against the tzaddik emes, the tzaddik can still help, can still do something. When the person goes ahead and rebels against the tzaddik emes, he's biting the hand, he's going against the one person who's in a position to help him, then the person could make it almost impossible for them to receive any help. Because when Zimri went up and started arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, his goal then was to have all the Jews follow him, that all the Jews will start grabbing these Midianite women and having a party. Alkein Zocha Pinchas Lebris Kun Asylum Ledoirois. And this is why Pinchas was rewarded with this covenant of kahuna for generations. Vehu bi'atzmoy Eliyahu. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, what in the world does Pinchas have to do with Eliyanovi? The Zohar k'moy shom Rabbi Sainzal, as the Gemara says, the Zohar Kodesh says, sheyovoi v'yevaser ha'geula li'Yisrael. He's going to be the one who has the privilege of coming to tell us that Moshiach has come. Moshiach is arriving. She'iker gmar ha'tikun yi'oz ha'idei Moshiach anal. Whereby we said that the main completion of the tikun of Klal Yisrael in the world will be accomplished through Moshiach. V'alkein, and that's why the Gemara says, Ein Elio bo letameu letaher, that Elianovi is not going to be coming to say, this is tame, this is toher, kiim lasois sholom boilam. But rather, Elianovi is not going to be coming to say, you're right and you're wrong. His mission is going to be to bring peace to Klal Yisrael and peace to the world. Ki ikar hatikun hu hasholom, because the main tikun is peace. Hepech ha-machloikas now, the opposite of the machloikas that we're discussing here. Vaideze memelo tizbarer ha-halocha. And once there's peace among the Jewish people, then the halocha, the Torah Shebaal Peh, automatically becomes clear to all of us. Me'achar shi'i halimud rak lishmo be'emes b'shleimus. Because once there's peace in Klal Yisrael, that's when people will all be able to learn Torah the right way, lishmo. And this is what the Gemara means when it says, Ein Elio bo letame uletaher. Elio is not going to be coming to declare tome tor, dahainu sheyodia bepiv amita sahalocha, ezeo atome vezator, that he's going to be coming with his power of truth to show what's tome and what's tor, what's kosher, what's not. Kiyim lasa is sholem boilam. What his mission is going to be to make peace in the world. Ulevatel hamachloikes vakintur, and to eliminate those people who speak against the true tzaddikim, the kintur, those people who are trying to make fun of and show up the true tzaddikim. Vaideze memelo tizbarer ha'alocha lamitosa. And once he gets rid of that, automatically the halacha will become clear to everybody. Kibirur, listen to this now. Kibirur ha'alocha. Because even though he's Eliyahu Hanavi, he's a prophet, he can say, listen guys, I was just up in Shamayim, and I heard that in heaven they said, you're right and you're wrong. Even though he's a Navi, that's not how we clarify the halacha. Ki loy b'shamayim hi, because the Torah is not up in heaven now. Ve'ein Navi reshoi l'chadesh dover me'ata. And the Gemara says, a prophet has no right to introduce new methodology into the Torah. V'alkein yefsher shi'egale Elio dinei halochos. Therefore, Elyonovi, with all due respect, with his being a prophet, will not be able to sit down and say, kosher posel, tomato. V'hechrech levarer halochos al pidarkei ha-Torah ha-mekubel b'yadeinu ata. But rather, he's going to be forced to comply with the rules that we have in the Torah today as to how we determine halacha, how we decide halacha, that majority rules, etc. Therefore, rak sheyas es sholem godol boilam, but rather Elyonovi is going to open everybody's eyes and he's going to bring Klal Yisrael to a level of real sholem, real peace. So people are not going to be fighting and arguing needlessly anymore. They're not going to be arguing for the sake of being right. Most arguments are a person just wants to show that he's right. He's not trying to get to the truth. That's where all the machlokes is. The minute Elyonovi eliminates that people are going to throw away the nitzachim, that desire to prove that I'm right. The minute that disappears, everybody's going to be able to see what the real truth is. Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran that these two are opposites, Nitzochoin and Emes. Rabbeinu Zal says, Nitzochoin ain't it civil Emes. When a person wants to be right, they can't see the truth. They can't see the other side. They can't understand the other person. But if a person is really able to say, who am I? What am I? I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. Do I know what's right? Just because I feel a certain way about an issue, and even if I think it's al pi Torah, I'm qualified, I understand the Torah, what am I, crazy? I have to go to the true tzaddik and tell him that I have this situation, I have this conflict, this disagreement with my neighbor, with my friend, with my husband, whoever it is. And I it looks to me like what I'm saying is right, but I know that I don't know. And therefore, I'm begging you, open my eyes. Am I looking at this the right way? Is my opinion really, really right here or not? And if a person comes with that kind of, if a person comes to the tzaddik and he says, I'm doing this because of this and this reason, and I'm right, of course, right? Person comes like that, usually the tzaddik would say, yeah, probably, yeah. Even if he disagrees completely. Because if a person isn't asking the right, if you don't ask the right question, you don't get the right answer. Person comes to a tzaddik, you have to have the bitul to put your own das away completely, completely. A person wants to quote something they learned in the Torah to say, I think I once learned such a thing, but obviously that I don't know if it applies here, and I don't know if it applies in all cases. And a person has to be extremely, extremely careful when they're trying to understand what's right and wrong, especially when there's a conflict, especially when there's a machloikis. Shaydezeh yistakein hakoel. Through this, everything will have a tikkun. Through the peace, by being eliminating all the machlekes in the world and bringing the shalom, that will bring the birur of the halachos, and that will lead to a complete tikkun for everything. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Vezeh bechinas maise Yehuda v'tomor shohoya be'ez hagiza. Back to our topic again, remember? We're learning Hilchas Reishis Hagez about shearing the wool off the sheep. And Rav Nosson Zal told us a few hundred years ago in the beginning of this halacha that that has to do with the drawing out the halachas from the Torah Shebal Peh, learning the halacha. So that's why the incident with Yehuda and Tamar also took place at the time when the sheep were being shorn, their wool was being shorn. He went to participate, to oversee the shearing of the wool of the sheep. And that's when this whole incident happened, that Tamar changed her clothing. Ki Yehuda bechinas Malchus David Moshiach, because Yehuda represents the kingdom of David HaMelech, from whom Moshiach is going to come from. Sheyotza mimenu al yedei maise zois. David HaMelech, Moshiach, came forth from Yehuda through this incident with Tamar. Al kein hoyo be'es hagiza. That's why it took place when they were shearing the wool of the sheep. Shehu bechinas birur halachos. We learned earlier the Gemara calls sheep, the Gemara calls the Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, sheep. Kerochel lefnei goy zesehu, he said. Shehu bechinas yichud vezivug digdusha. The whole concept of clarifying the halachos, the limud of Torah Shebal Peh, is the whole concept of the chibuk, nishuk, and zivug that we learned about earlier. She'ikar gmar zeh hatikun yi al yidei Moshiach kanal. The one who's really going to complete this tikkun the right way is going to be Moshiach. Al kein hayakol zeh be'is hagiza. That's why this whole event took place when they were shearing the wool off the sheep. Because we said shearing the wool off the sheep represents the limud of Torah Shebal Peh. The trying to draw out the halachos, the proper halachos, from the Gemara, from the Torah Shebal Peh.